Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Mid-Prairie Superintendent Mark Schneider about the district transition of the elementary schools and the moving process that they're going through right now.
Well, I was wondering when the transition period for teachers, you know, switching classrooms with the elementary schools, when is that going to be starting?
Well, we have the last 2 days, the custodians have made some trips to the Muscatine School District. Muscatine is at their middle school. They're getting new furniture, and they have their old furniture, but it's very nice old furniture that they have made available to school districts free of charge just for coming and picking it up. So the last 2 days, we have sent three trailers down to pick up some equipment. So we'll be using that in the fifth grade room at a wing at the middle school. So we've actually already started. Tomorrow we have scheduled to move the libraries. So we need to move, we'll be, you know, having to move some books around for the library. So that's scheduled for tomorrow. Then I believe it's next Monday we have it scheduled to move the fifth grade. So all the fifth grade materials will be moved to the new fifth grade wing at the middle school. And then about every 2 weeks after that, we will be moving a different grade. I believe the next 2 weeks we'll be moving, I believe it's Wauman Elementary, so third and fourth grade. So we'll be moving the preschool third and fourth grade things to Wauman Elementary, and then there'll be another 2 weeks. And the reason why we've staggered it rather than try to do everything at once is this will allow us to vacate some spaces, clean those spaces up, move the furniture into the new spaces, and that vacates other spaces. We could clean those spaces up. And so it's just kind of a domino effect all summer long. And we'll be finished with the movement by mid-July. And then after August 1st, then teachers will be allowed to come into their classrooms and sort through their things. Teachers that have been moved into new spaces will be paid for a day to come in and do that. Then during the month of August, we'll kind of be organizing the materials and the furniture that's in the new classrooms, and then we'll be ready to go by the first day of school.
So for faculty, or rather for the moving process, this is going to be done mostly by custodians, not really?
No, the way in talking to the lead custodians in each of our school buildings, they would rather handle the move themselves. So it's more organized, and they know where things are being placed. And that's also why we're staggering it out, so it can be more organized. An example would be when I moved from my house in Riverside to my house in Wauman. Obviously, I closed on my house in Riverside and had to be out by a certain day. So it's, you know, I got a bunch of friends and we came in and we moved everything. And we moved it to the new house and it just all kind of got plopped in the basement. And then it seemed that my family and I were picking through boxes in the basement for the next year until we had everything situated the way we wanted it. By taking our time and staggering out the move, then custodians are able to more accurately get things to where they belong, and there's less of that, what I call plop and drop, where everything is just dropped in one spot. So the custodians are doing most of the moving themselves. We will probably have to hire extra help to help the custodians clean the facilities. The volunteer help, the extra paid help, won't happen for the actual move. It will happen to help the custodians clean parts of the building.
That cleaning will probably take place later this summer?
Well, what happens is the cleaning will take place in between the moving days. So when we move out of an area, we'll be able to go into that area, clean it all up, and then we'll move other stuff into the area that's just been cleaned, and then we'll go into the new space that's been vacated, clean that up. And so, like I said, it's kind of a domino effect.
You know, I don't know too much about the homeschool assistance program, with that going to be housed in the Washington Township building. And I wonder what kind of changes are going to be done as far as moving goes and furniture and whatnot for Washington Township.
Actually, Washington Township will be moved next week. So everything that's in the The current Washington Township wing at the middle school would be moved out to Washington Township next week. And then, again, that vacates that space. We'll be able to go in and clean it and then move fifth grade into that new space.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Mid-Prairie Superintendent Mark Schneider. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.